Greetings. It is I, Michael. I am delighted to be gathering with you this evening and presenting this valuable information and the energetics that go along with the explanation of the things that are occurring at the present time that you may be unaware of. I wish to speak with you this evening about holographic projections. Now, I think in a previous conversation, holographic images were talked about within the collective of not your group, but the previous group. So I want to explain to you that holographic images stem from holographic projections that come from vast regions of the collective consciousness and from various realms of creation, whether they have form or they do not have form. Holographic projections are not very well known in your scientific community, and holographic images are somewhat relegated to a certain theory. And so we will be using both terms, although they have variances. So let's talk about what a holographic projection is. First of all, these projections are energetic projections. They are multi-layered, and they contain massive amounts of undifferentiated light, color, and sound. They emanate from the higher dimensional regions of the creative realms. When holographic projections are brought into denser dimensions, they come through gateways that then create holographic images that can be made usable in denser states of form. These holographic images contain various levels of geometric progressions that are intended to stimulate alterations to dense form, bringing it into a more refined and evolved state. Example of these holographs are crop circles and the flower of life. Let's talk about crop circles. Crop circles contain 3 to 12 multidimensional layers, depending on the complexity of the geometry and the geometric progression. Each crop circle has a purpose in stimulating a change in consciousness and an alteration in the frequencies of dense matter. Even the simplest 3-layer geometric progression holds the whole geometric progression of the original holographic projection at its origination. And that's sometimes difficult for humans to understand. A simple holograph focuses the attention on a specific layer that is needed in a particular time sequence. Now let's talk about the flower of life. The flower of life contains 16 layers of geometric progressions. Even though it is perceived as coming from ancient times, it was created at the fall of consciousness. It is designed to facilitate ascension, but most importantly, it holds all of the original templates of Earth as a Christed planet and humans as divine Christed beings. It holds the blueprint of who you are and brings it into the denser state of the geometric progressions that are found in the flower of life. The flower of life is significant because it's a massive holographic projection that was compressed in various planetary gateways to be utilized in denser dimensions as a physical image. Even though it may appear as one image, it's multi-layered and contains the whole original holographic projection. When the layers of it are discovered and deciphered, a great change in the consciousness and the alteration in the frequencies of matter occur. There's another holographic projection that we wish to talk about this evening, and that's the fourth triad. The fourth triad is designed to alter the consciousness of the chakra system and the mental emotional body. The fourth triad carries multi-layered projections from the vast creative realms that are intended to alter the dense form and bring it back to its original state, where all states of consciousness are present simultaneously. Creation can take place in any one state without depleting the state of the whole. There's no cross-contamination, and the original remains in its perfected state. Simpler, denser creations always follow the original projection of creation, but allows for many variations to be created and exist. This alone alters and changes the direction of your ascension process, and also the danger of fragmentation in bringing cross-contamination, such as what occurred during the final days of Atlantis. These massive holographic projections were created and then facilitated and implemented through the Elohim and the Lords of Light. It's not desired to focus your attention in the coming weeks on specifics of holographic projections or holographic images, but to begin to see the overall immense picture that we are giving you here, so that you can better implement the fourth triad, knowing that it is a vast iteration of these beautiful projections coming from source energy to help you step further into the divine image and to walk in that image constantly and consistently every moment as you experience life in that beautiful, beautiful human form. This fourth triad is very important to your ascension process. It allows you direct communication with all realms of creation. And we will expand upon that in the coming weeks, because it brings in those axotonal lines that we've talked about with you on many previous occasions. It also connects you in with the stargates that were opened at the conference in 2017. The Arcturian Stargate, the Sirian Stargate, the Pleiadian Stargate. These stargates are the access point that these projections come through, where they are compressed and made usable in denser dimensions. the ninth chakra in this fourth triad is where you become unified with the Lords of Light and the Masters. You are one with the Elohim and all realms. It helps you become unified in that state of consciousness. In the tenth chakra, you begin to create a space within your unified field, within your chakra system, within your body, for Christ's consciousness to exist through the Christed Oversoul, using your Christed mind. That too is such an expansive chakra that we will visit it often. With these two chakras unified in the chakras of your body, upgrading continually the mental-emotional body, your path on ascension is very straight. It allows you to see much larger perspective of yourself from that vast collective consciousness of which you are one. And then, of course, there's that beautiful 11th chakra, which contains the undifferentiated light of source energy. And through the merging with the second triad, the pineal, and the second triadic function, you begin to use the undifferentiated light, compress it, create differentials of that light to be applied in ways that express your Christ consciousness. This is a lot that I have just said to you, and energetically, as well as conceptually, very layered. So take a deep breath and just take it all in as best you can, allowing it to be part of who you are. We'd like to take a few minutes here to invite you to converse with us. If you want to discuss what we have just related to you, ask any questions that you might want some expansion upon. Here again, don't allow yourself to move into your rational mind, but see it from the bigger perspective and how it will help you integrate this fourth triadic system.